welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, 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 everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage? Mm-hmm. It's a show where we sit down with your favorite comedians and find out if they grew up classy or if they're absolute trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day down here in Aunt Tootie's basement. She's doing okay. Nothing to report today. Yeah. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage? He cooks the books, keeps the feds off our back, keeps the snow off our heads. Do me a favor. Give me a nice big round of applause for Kippy, Kevin James Ryan.
Hey, gang. Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. And then patreon.com/areyougarbage. You get bonus content. Bonus episodes of AYG, episodes of Hard Feelings, and every month we'll do a live stream with the top tier members where we play AYG with you guys. You ask us questions, we ask you questions. It's a good fucking time. Get involved, baby.
Yes, sir. And having a nice big shout out to our producer extraordinaire, mm-hmm. the pride of the Chicago comedy scene, our good pal. We know him as T-Bone.
Yeah.
But his mom named him.
What?
Toby Cornelius McMullen.
What's up? If my mom named me Cornelius, I'd fucking kill myself. Yeah.
Toby McMuffin over there.
Toby
McMuffin's the T-Bone McMuffin.
Ah, that's the new one right there. That's it right there.
Well, I had brass knuckles out ready to defend the brand. Now I'm putting them away. I'm on loser's side.
Gang, we could not be more excited to have our incredibly, incredibly, incredibly special guest back with us here today. That's right, gang. We got a little company. It's a family episode, and this guy is as thick as thieves as it possibly can get. If you haven't seen his episode, please go back.
You're acting like you fucked my sister. I mean, he's laying it on thick.
Yeah, just what he does.
I'm trying to tiptoe into it a little bit. I'll be seeing you at Thanksgiving.
The name of this one's Burying the Hatchet.
Gang, he is the co-host of Legion of Skanks. He is the host of Real Ass Podcast, the co-host of Believe You Me. All right, he is the co-founder of the Gas Digital Network.
Don't forget my fourth podcast.
Yeah. Gomez Talking Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. There we go. Very good. And of course, he is the founder of Skankfest and Skankfest South. Do us a favor. Give us a nice big round of applause for the Suburbanite, Louis J. Gomez, everybody.
Thank you. I'm very happy
to
be back.
Shake your rattles, everybody at home.
I'm not garbage. It's not a question if I'm garbage. It's really just what level of garbage am I at this
point. We know.
Yeah.
We know.
I think you were one of the earlier episodes that we did, and I think you were like, yeah, I'm not garbage. Like, I think there was part of you that was like, I'm not garbage.
Well, it was, I think that I've... Well, it depends on, are you currently garbage, or can you jump out of the garbage class from garbage to being classy?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you're on your way.
You're on your way, but you can only get so far. There's only so much money. You've reached the height.
Well,
you're still going to be trashy.
The vengeance vendettas really hold you back a little bit.
The stink off of you.
Yeah, that's exactly. Like, James will do way better than you. Like, James
guaranteed.
Will be way classier.
Guaranteed.
You know, because... Yeah. Yeah, he's growing up with a little bit of cash.
College,
you know.
Nice job in the suburbs, which is pretty nice.
Yeah, it's not a bad life.
We talked about that. We love that. Your episode was really, really endeared me to you. Mm-hmm. And it was, I saw it as not a victim of circumstance, but like when you told that race car story, it made me so sad that like people were just shitty to you. Just for the fact of it. Remember when you and your friend...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When I was like, which race car story? I was like, did I make up a story?
Dude, I have no idea what either one of you were talking about.
No, he's talking
when
about
you were
the
riding,
little
when you're
stock
driving
car.
For NASCAR, yeah.
Little stock cars where we got blamed
for
it. They
got blamed for stealing them?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Because I have another... I thought there was another... there was another piece of Louis J. Gomez trash history as well, which involved... you remember in Boy Scouts, you had to make...
The car. We just talked about these last episode. Oh, yeah, yeah. The derby cars. Or the
Yeah, and it was just essentially a hunk of wood.
Pinewood Derby or whatever.
Pinewood
yeah,
Derby. It's a hunk of wood.
So you were in the Boy Scouts?
I was in the Boy Scouts. My
he
Boy
was
Scout...
raping everybody.
My Boy Scout leaders was two moms. It was my mom... who was a heroin addict, and then Dan Doherty's mom, who was like a religious nut job.
Ooh.
Somebody stole all the badges and melted them down.
And they didn't like each other. They, like, our Boy Scout leaders were two chicks. They didn't like each other. We had this little weird fucking, it was like out of a movie. It was like all the kids in our Boy Scout troop were Gummo. Every one of us. We were just fucking different shapes and all weird. We were being directed by Harmony Korine.
Dude.
Yeah, dude, and fucking...
That's like a bad movie from the 90s.
Yeah.
You know?
That's, yeah. That's
like a religious zealot and a heroin addict get together to do the Boy Scouts. What the fuck?
But that's the kind of shit that endears me to you. It's like you would think that you were like this tough, rough and tumble kid, but you did like that stuff. You wanted that stuff.
Yeah, you're a sweetheart.
You wanted a normal... You're kind of a nerd.
Well, yeah, in a little bit of a way. You know what it is? I always appreciated being different. So whatever it was that like the kids in my neighborhood weren't doing or the kids in school weren't doing, like I joined the drama society in high school, not because I like to sing and dance.
But well, you do, though.
It was, but I do.
You flex at any chance you get.
I learned that I did. But when I made the decision to do it, it was just because it was weird for me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, master of the house.
The Pinewood Derby, well, you'd have to be essentially carve this block of wood into a cool race car.
Yeah, and there was like regulations, like size and the wheels you could use and stuff
like that. Yeah, the weight.
And
you know, but dads were helping these kids out make these Pinewood Derby cars. So they were super cool, dude.
Your mom made a crack pipe out of it.
They had fucking, I'm not even going to tell you, I don't even know how these dads did it. I have no idea how they did some of the things they did with these cars, but my mind was fucking blown.
One kid in an Acura and a hot meal.
Yeah, dude. It was crazy. And mine, we didn't even carve it down. We just took the piece out of the, she was like, painted.
Just a log?
It was a fucking block. It was a hunk of wood. We threw the wheels on it. I painted it.
It was a Lincoln log.
I would love to get a fucking photo of what that car looked like.
I had it for years. It was called Skull Crusher. I painted it. Because my mom used to hit me in the head with it.
She just made a shiv.
Dude, I painted it yellow and black, and I painted a little skull on it. I painted a skull crusher on the side. And
Jesus Christ.
Thing fucking sucked. It was so bad. Every kid had a cool fucking looking car, and I remember here came my piece of shit car. Mm-hmm. And I remember they gave me a trophy. It was so sad because even I'm like eight and I remember. I know.
This is bullshit.
I know because it was the most imaginative trophy. Most
the poor bastard award.
The imagine he had a father trophy. And I remember being like, oh, this is a fucking pity trophy. Wow. All my trophies that I've ever owned in my entire life have been pity trophies.
Jesus Christ.
But if you would have applied yourself, you could have been an athlete. Right?
I feel like
you're athletic.
Very uncoordinated.
I'm not athletic.
He's not athletic.
I'm not coordinated.
You're fighting. What do you mean? Don't say that.
I've sort of figured out how to like throw a punch and not be punched. Sort of, but not very well. Not compared to people that
it's
are
the
athletic.
Confidence you want going into a fight.
That's what he learned in the Boy Scouts.
Well, I just feel like people that really know how to fight, it'd be ridiculous because I know people that really know how to fight.
Sure, of course.
So it would be ridiculous for me to be like, oh, I'm good at when I know exactly how bad I am.
Okay.
Whereas I'm better than the average person. If you haven't trained in martial arts, I could probably do pretty well against most people, mm-hmm. right? But anybody who's trained that's a little bit athletic, they're going to probably kick my ass. I'm not very good.
Oh, man, that is a fucking story and a half.
Yeah.
See, that's so funny. You did all that stuff, the Boy Scouts. What else did you do that we wouldn't know? That people wouldn't think you did? If you would have...
I mean, Boy Scouts, drama
nobody
club.
I would have never... First of all, and you paint this picture of your mom, that's pretty good that she was a Boy Scout leader for a little while. She was hanging. She was trying.
She was trying.
It's more than my family did.
She was trying. Well, but she, I mean, it was such a deficit. My dad had been murdered a couple years before that.
It's all rainbows with this
and
guy.
And my mom was a heroin addict. And like, so she was like, when she tried, she really tried.
Yeah.
She taught you how to tie a knot and cook a spoon.
Yeah.
Sell some Thin Mints. He'll be all right. That's the Girl Scouts.
But there was a few, years when my mom actually tried. It's not like she didn't, she tried to do some of the good mom things. She was still extremely abusive and fucking crazy and violent and, mm-hmm. you know, threatening and all that other stuff, but...
How was she with the other kids in the Boy Scouts? Do you remember?
She was the cooler mom, because Dan Doherty's mom was like a fat Christian bitch, so nobody...
Dude, you want to go to church? You want to hang out at Crack House?
Yeah, that name, Dan
Easy
Doherty.
Choice any day of the week.
Dan well, I remember, there was one thing where we had to like put together, like, it could be whatever. It was just whatever. It was a big project we all had to be involved with, and like... One troop was putting together the biggest gingerbread house possible, and the next troop was making like this wood log cabin fucking thing. And this bitch, she had like fucking corn husk leaves that she was like laying over sticks. And we were making little miniature Indian huts, and all we got to do was take a little piece of glue and put it there. And she was like, "All right, next, move on." And it was her project. And I remember just being like, this fucking sucks. This fucking blows.
Yeah, everybody's got sweet ass shit around you.
Everyone's got cool shit going on. We have this fucking Indian hut. It's going to be featured at Bear Mountain.
Bear Mountain.
Yeah. Your mom's project was safe cracking.
Yeah, my mom.
Doing a second floor job.
I need a wheel man.
My mom was teaching us how to pickpocket people at the supermarket.
good stuff. Well, buddy, thank you for coming in and sitting with us. We wanted to have you back. We like to have the guests back. Little family episode, have a little company. As you folks know, that when you sign up for Patreon, you will get one of your questions asked on the air, and we're going to do that absolutely right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I add weird words in.
Yeah, you're really going like morning news segment.
People think
that's what we're going to get into right when we get back.
They think I know what I'm doing, but you don't. It's very thin line.
You really black out. Yeah. And just...
lost in it.
Yeah. I got to keep you on a short rope.
Yeah.
Like today with the Aunt Tootie intro. Aunt Tootie, she's doing all right.
Well, I thought less is more.
All right. Being, you know, obviously all, you know, a lot of people know that you just got a new car. You just got your license and a new car.
Yeah, both.
You got an Audi.
Yeah, within a couple days of each other.
You bought the Audi. You didn't lease it, right?
No, I'm buying, yeah.
You're buying.
Yeah.
Now, what was the snow situation over in the burbs? Did you have to shovel it out?
Tried to find somebody to do it for me. Like, there's no little kids that go door to door. Like, when I was a little kid, I would...
You had a hustle, yeah.
Dude, I fucking went out there. I'd knock on every door in the neighborhood. I'd give them a crazy deal because I didn't know how to price my services.
Sure, yeah.
Like, $8 your entire fucking house. I'll do it right now. Let's go.
Do the grass, too.
It was crazy. But nothing. I called places all over Jersey to see if there's snow. They only do commercial snow removal. They talked to me like I was crazy.
Really?
Really? You couldn't get like a landscaper?
No, we got a snowplow guy at my mom's.
Yeah, no. I called my landscaper to see if he would do it. He didn't get back to me.
Jeez.
He's probably busy out plowing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is from Chris. Do you brush the snow off the roof of your car, or do you just let it blow off as you drive down the highway?
I brush the snow. It's my new car. Are you
new
crazy?
Car, yeah.
On, so bro. You have equipment to do that.
Oh, yeah. I got a big, long fucking brush and majigger, but I did it with my hands at first. I just wiped all that shit off with my hands, and then I shoveled it out.
And you did the driveway yourself?
Oh, I did the driveway myself.
This was
a
tough
snow. I did not do a path from my house to my driveway, though.
That's the trashy thing.
Of the two-day period, me and my son just kicked a fucking...
Yeah. You're stepping in the same footprint from the way out.
We start to shuffle our way through, so now there's like a path, sort of.
But it's that snow will be there till like March.
Yeah, and the only problem with that is when you make the foot indentation, if it freezes that night, then that's a fucking ankle snapper right there.
Well, this is why you don't want to just try to go through, because it's too much. It's too much. What you got to do is the first time you go, all right, you go through. The next time you step in between the other two
to connect
boot marks,
them.
You're connecting them. Essentially, you're connecting the dots. The third one, you clean everything up. Just shuffle through. And now you got a full path. All it takes is three trips. You have a full path.
You and a family of four. Three trips.
Holy shit.
Not doing the walk is trashy.
Yeah.
I respect it. I mean, you did it in your own way.
Yeah.
And where are you throwing the snow? You probably putting it right on the street. Are you doing it on the sides like you're supposed to? Like throwing it on the
grass? How big's your driveway, by the way? How many cars you fit?
I got a two-car garage.
You have a two-car garage?
You park in the garage? No, you made it a weight room.
I made it a gym, which is garbage.
Yeah.
I got a new Audi that I'm like looking at. Like every time it snows, I'm like, fuck.
Yeah. Every time you've done a home improvement to your house, someone's tagged us in it and been like, is this garbage? And the answer is like, yeah, for
every
sure.
time it's
yeah, he's got a trampoline in the living room.
But the gym is nice. The gym inside is nice.
It's fantastic. Yeah. You got the sauna. Is that up running yet? It's not.
No.
It's not. You haven't, okay.
You're not going to be able to do it, are you?
Well, it's going to just... Because of the wiring. It's going to cost me a few $1,000s to do it, and it's just almost not worth it. There's a sauna on the corner, like a big, like, European, Polish fucking...
Yeah. Oh, really?
You know, steam sauna.
Oh, that's nice.
It's like $40 every time you enter. But I looked at... but the amount of... By the time I pay the $2,000 it's going to cost me to make my sauna working, I could probably go to that place with the same amount of time without all the work.
When you say down the street, walking, is there anything?
Walking, yeah.
There's walking distance places from your house.
Yeah.
Huh.
I got a supermarket walking distance. Got a nice little sandwich spot. Italian sandwich spot.
In Jersey, it's hard to miss.
The best sandwich spot I've ever had is called A Family Affair.
Mm-hmm. That's so Guido. It's a family affair. Italian. They're fucking sandwiches, jerk off. That's all it is.
Do they name all of their sandwiches after like fucking Italian movies? It's The Godfather.
The
it's
Gambino the or whatever.
I guarantee you, whenever the
father. The Soprano.
Whenever the father dies, and those kids will be all fighting over the business.
Oh, yeah.
Well it's all family. Dude, there's nobody else works there. It's all family.
I kind of like that.
The
though.
Sister, the one girl, they don't let her touch the sandwiches. They put her on the register. Sorry, Colleen, you're working the fucking register. You're not touching the meat.
These bras, they don't know the sandwiches. It's the tiny brain.
But they're great, dude. They close whenever they like run out of their shit for the day. They run
out
of
cool. Like, that's a fucking old school
sandwich shop. Yeah, dude. They don't fuck around on Sundays.
It's like we got 300 rolls. First 300.
That's
and then
the
we're
way
out.
That pizza place in Coney Island does it. He makes 100 pies a day. That's it. No more. And he walks out. I love out. It.
Fully buys all.
And then he knows everyone's name. Like the first time I went there, I was like, "Oh, what's your name?" Boom, Lewis. Now every time I go in,
but I thought you were a cop.
Every time I go in, I tell him I'm a cop. I walk around Jersey like I'm a fucking cop. But it's the best, and I love it. And every time I have a gathering or friends over, I just get those sandwiches, cut them in thirds. I try. This is how much I love them. I'm like, I don't even tell them what sandwiches I want. I said, I trust you. Give me a variety.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good man. Place.
I love the fact that you do that. That's do you enjoy the fact when people come over that you're flexing on check out? Do you tell them about?
Oh,
the
I tell them about how they close when they run out of bread every day. That's my go-to story with people that visit.
Hey, Bobby, wait till you get a load of this place. They close.
I got
what
them. They're
doing,
right,
dude.
They're right down the street. Right down the
fucking
street.
Open 24/7.
Yeah, dude. Bobby loves it.
Bobby loves a good
Bobby
sandwich.
Bobby loves a solid fucking sandwich.
Bobby
so.
Does like a sandwich.
But that place, you know, not to give them an advertisement on this fucking podcast, but they.
No, go ahead.
In Jersey, man. Go to fucking A Family Affair.
Cut that out.
That's going to be your Dom steak tips.
Yeah.
Like Bobby's.
Hey, gang, just want a quick reminder about the Stereo app. It's a good time. Me and the big man are on it, and we're taking your Are You Garbage questions.
Oh, we're having a good time over there on the Stereo app. Every Thursday night at 9 o'clock, me and Kippy.
Eastern time, that is.
We're on there. We're mixing it up with you guys. It really is the best way for us to interact with you guys.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Get on there. You drop a message. We're goofing around back and forth. Absolutely fun. Absolutely great quality on the app. We're having a fun time there. Come on in.
Yeah.
Check us out every Thursday night at 9 Eastern Standard. Do it.
Yeah. Hey, gang. Quick announcement from our sponsor, Cushy Dreams. 2020 was crazy. Let's start 2021 off a little bit better. The world is a crazy place, and our friends at Cushy Dreams can help, baby. We're talking about high-quality, smokable CBD. CBD has been shown to help with anxiety, depression, pain relief, fighting inflammation, and more. I am a big CBD guy. They sent us some, and it's awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely fantastic. I started taking CBD in the beginning of the pandemic for my anxiety. It was okay. It was okay. It was okay. They send us some Cushy Dreams yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was all stressed out yesterday. I'm telling you right now, I get in the car, I drive home, park the car. As I'm walking up the street to my apartment, I light up one of the Relax pre-rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes great.
Comes nice, too. Looks good.
Tastes great. Fantastic. And I'm like, you know, what is this? Is this going to work? Is this going to do the trick? By the time I got to my front door,
mm-hmm.
I was just, I not high.
Way
not,
to the world gone.
Not over. Dude, I'm telling you right now, unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All right? Set me up for the whole night. Just chill, relax, put the basketball game on. Okay? Had a slice of pizza. Watched the game, relaxed. Woke up this morning, had to go to a doctor's appointment, get out of the doctor's appointment. I'm on my way in to record the pod, light up the Hustle pre-rolled.
Good night.
It's unbelievable, guys. You got
to
try it.
It's the small. I didn't know smoking is the fastest and most effective way to get CBD in your system, so I'm on board. You know what I mean? I need a quick rip it, grip it, and rip it, baby. So go to cushydreams.com. That's KUSHY.com. And at the checkout, use promo code GARBAGE, baby, GARBAGE, for 20% off. I ain't talking 5.
Unbelievable.
Ain't talking 10. Ain't talking 15. I'm talking 20% off your next order. Free shipping on orders over $20. What's there not to do? Sign up. It's great. So smoke your CBD with promo code GARBAGE for 20% off today. Now back to the show.
Yeah.
He's always with the new whip. Are you smoking any yet?
No. Oh, no.
You're clean, right?
No, you know what? I shouldn't say I'm completely clean. I'm not drinking, but I've been smoking at night lately.
Yeah, you know, let your hair down a little
bit.
Wait,
why were you off everything? Just
training,
just
dude.
Just because?
Flight camp.
I need to fucking clear my mind. I need to not be walking around in a haze all day.
Okay.
So
6 months from now, every cup holder is going to be full of blunt guts.
No. I wouldn't. When I was smoking weed every day, I never even smoked weed in my new house.
Where would you smoke it? Outside?
All in the garage or outside.
Okay.
Yeah, smoking weed in your gym. That's classy. Yeah.
Nobody's fucking smoking weed in my goddamn brand new car. Fucking crazy.
Smoking James's bedroom before that happened.
Yeah. Leather interior? I'm sorry. Leather interior? Serious package?
Oh yeah, of course.
What about the Easy Pass?
I still haven't got the Easy Pass because I haven't got my plates yet. I don't got my plates. I still got a little piece of paper plate.
Wait, what? You got the car like over a month ago.
No, a couple of weeks ago probably, right?
I got the car on...
No, it was
10th, maybe the 11th
of January.
Of January, yeah. So yeah, going on
a
month.
That's fine. They got to mail out the plates. It's a pandemic, dude.
Yeah,
shit's
slowed
down.
In Jersey, they do it all for you. They register it right there. I got to go pick up the plates from the dealership.
Okay. Yeah. No Easy Pass though. That sucks.
Yeah. I didn't. I mean, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but all through the pandemic, I didn't have Easy Pass, and they were just.
They just mail it to you, right?
I know, but they were mailing it to my car's registered at my mom's house, so they were mailing it there, and then I just didn't pay. I'm like, oh, it's 90 cents. I'll get around to it, and I'll just pay all of them, and I just didn't do it. I owed they would turn a fucking 90 cent toll into $100
no,
and 90 cents.
Because if you don't pay it,
if you don't pay it, they hit you with 35, and then two weeks later, it's 100. Dude, I had to pay like $2,300.
I haven't paid a single toll yet.
Get on it. Get on it.
And I drive into New York City, $16.
Dude, that's
each time
what kills
the bridge.
Dude, the bridge will, if fucked. You push it, the bridge will end up costing you like $125.
Yeah, no,
you're
I
fucking
get on
blowing
that
through
right
like
now.
The UPS guy. Jesus.
You feel, I finally got, I had to clean it all up, and then I got it.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I got to get the Easy
Pass. I feel rich with it. That's how trashy I am. I drive through. I still feel like I'm getting away with
something.
I throw
the change in anyway. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Get out of here. It's yourself a life, bozo.
All right, this is from Wei Zhang Jared, I believe his sister Ihina's. Have you ever lit a cig in the parking lot of a gym? Because I have, and that is a garbage move.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you feel kind of rejuvenated when you walk out, and it's like finishing a meal. You're like, oh, I need a Bernie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely have. I've been in shape before and been smoking cigarettes. Smoked a cigarette right before a jog, right before a run. When I used to work at Equinox, we would take cigarette breaks and smoke right in front of the Equinox.
Really? Yeah. Come on in. I gave you a good deal. Yeah. Foley, have you ever been to a gym? Follow-up question.
I've seen the commercials on television. For gym steaks.
All right, this is from Katie. Have you ever bridge hopped?
The
like jumping off
that?
The bridges
yeah.
into the water.
Yeah.
I would peg
what?
You as the guy that does that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
of
that's
course.
What I.
Off the
those
Penny
are the
Bridge,
childhood.
Stony Point, New York, and the Penny Bridge. And the story.
They always have shitting at the Penny Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The story
Bridge.
Was that they had like.
They
giant,
always have a myth, too.
Giant planks of wood that were sharp. Okay, you got to not jump right
there.
There
was a 3 feet area you had to hit.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Otherwise, you'll fucking have your.
Bend your knees when you hit the water. That way your knees don't go to your asshole or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, every town had that. We had the trussle. And then, like, that was the bridge. And then there was, like, another level that people called, like, air and crazy or pussy or whatever. And it was just, like, literally somebody broke their pelvis every year and, like, had to get, like, drug out of the woods.
There's a place called the Deep Hole in,
your mom's house?
So, come on. And it was just a giant, like,
I've been to that bar.
Ice-cold spring. It was, like, so cold on, like, a hot summer day. It was fucking crazy. But too cold. Like, you just, like, it was so, like, icy. Like, upstate New York mountain water. And there was these like just cliffs you could jump off, and you could just see a giant boulder on one side. Like you could, if you hit that boulder, you're fucking dead. But you could jump off from like one ledge, which is pretty safe. Then the next one up, it's pretty fucking scary.
Pretty
I'm afraid
sketchy.
Of heights.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it got crazy. Like kids were jumping. Like the Puerto Rican kids would just fucking do backflips.
Do those like
fucking,
slow backflips off? Where you're like, what the fuck was
yeah,
that?
That's crazy.
The somersault.
They have nothing to live for. Okay, I would go off the smallest one, and me and my friends were there one day, just jumping off the small one. And then these fucking cute chicks showed up. These pretty cute chicks.
Anytime chicks show up and there's like young teenage dudes.
That's how people get killed.
It gets hairy. That's how you get killed. It gets dangerous, dude.
Some hooah.
They're wearing like they're wearing jean shorts and a bikini top. Yeah. I'm fucking diving in, dude.
It's over. That's exactly what it was.
I'm going head over.
It was some fucking chicks
holding your arms back like that, face first.
Doing a Pocahontas
off this Daisy
thing.
Dukes and a bikini top.
Those dumb. Ah, man. Those they were hooahs.
Super hot. And I recognize that we're pussies. Like, I was like, all right, dude, we've been jumping off this little tiny short one the whole time. I was like, let's just fucking go.
Yeah.
Let's leave. First of all, we're not going to get these hot chicks. We're fucking dorks. We're not getting them, okay? But let's just go because we're going to look like faggots.
It's going to work on our derby cars.
Yeah. We're just jumping off this short one the whole time. It's sad. So let's leave. So we start to leave. And then the girls, these fucking pigs, they were like, you guys aren't going to jump off the high one?
Oh, man.
They knew what they
and
were
doing.
And then
me, I was like, we've been jumping off it the whole time.
That's not even fun anymore. Why would I want to do that?
Yeah. We're going to go train dodging, actually. We're going to go rob a bank real quick.
So then they're like, yeah, sure. And then I was like, "What? I'll jump off it. Who cares? I mean, I'll do it right now." I mean, just such a
crying on the walk up.
Dork.
And then, it fakes an injury.
Dude, I start climbing up the rocks, and right before I get to the part where you have to jump off, I lose my footing, and I tumble down the mountain rocks. I mean, just do you know what it feels like to just have your whole body in a bathing suit roll down rocks? And I'm screaming and scratching and clawing.
It's holding onto a tiny plant.
Like a cat trying to climb. I tear my fingernails off my fingers. My fingernails are just bleeding. I fall into the water. The girls are cackling. Cackling at me as I just float away down this little fucking weird stream.
Pussy has never been drier.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God.
Did you get laid or no?
Oh, please.
So can I get your number? What's the deal?
Did you get the second base?
I just think about the story that those girls have.
Dude, they're laughing on a podcast right now.
To
telling
this day,
that
they're
story.
Like, you remember that fucking loser?
Remember that pudgy Puerto Rican kid?
Do you remember how he almost died and how he screwed the way he screamed? I'll never forget the tone of his scream.
I think I saw his tiny ball sack through his swim trunk.
It was a goddamn nightmare.
Ah, that's fucking vicious, man. I never got that. I was always petrified of that stuff. We used to go to a quarry.
There was always a thing, the fear of the quarry, the legend was you would jump in and your legs would get stuck in the mud. That was like, we had a quarry as well. And it was like, you jump in, you'll go too far down, your feet will get stuck in the mud,
drown.
And you'll just drown.
That was always my fear in the bay, at low tide, that your feet would get stuck in the mud. So I don't fuck with the bay. I'll go on the beach maybe a little bit. That's it, I'm going to the bay. But we used to do it at this place called Slatington, and there was one, same thing. They were all these, it was actually looking back and it was beautiful. It was crystal clear water because they were digging and they hit an underground river and it was all slate. So it was all clean and it was awesome. But there was like a 40-foot one, no big deal. We'd all jump off that. Then there was like this 80-foot one and it had like a thing that went out. And man, one of our buddies went off it. And fucking, it was like a body hitting the fucking thing, just smashed on its side.
Oh,
eyeball
no.
Fucking popped out of
no!
his head.
No!
Oh, it was brutal.
Eyeball popped out of his head.
Like he ruptured his blood vessels in his eye.
Whoa.
Fucking brutal.
Did he pass out?
Yeah, passed out, fucking woke up. And you're back there, too. There's nobody coming. That I don't think kids do that now.
I told the story, I think, on here.
On my podcast about...
my knee.
Yeah, skiing. Yeah. No, not skiing. You were jumping off of
Yeah, it was your podcast. Yeah,
Yeah,
and I almost lost my leg from the knee down, and we were stuck in the woods like a mile back. Yeah, and my leg was just hanging off of my knee was just hanging off from the... It was only connected by the skin in the back.
Ugh.
It looked like a shark, but it was fucking vicious, dude.
Good times, good times. Dude, shout out to the 90s.
Fuck with quicksand?
No, that wasn't real.
What
was
are we,
no.
Indiana Jones?
Super Mario? Yeah, relax.
Hey, Pitfall, take it easy, huh?
Yeah. Anybody throw a turtle shell at you ever?
Have you ever had a hippopotamus attack you? I mean, have you ever been trying to cross a swamp and hippos start charging you?
I hear they're the most dangerous ones. I don't know why I just did Lewis voice. Yeah.
We played in quicksand as a kid.
Played in where? Where would you have quicksand?
Africa?
Yeah, the Amazon? Where the fuck
grew
did you grow up?
In fucking
I didn't
Egypt.
Know you were Johnny Quest. What the fuck?
Outer Banks, North Carolina.
He's like, what? You've never stolen a diamond from a pyramid? An ancient stone?
Look over. Toby's got a weighted bag and a fucking... tries to switch it real quick.
What museum were you working for at the time? What dig were you on?
Museum?
He's like, what? So I said an ancient spell backwards. All the dinosaur bones came to life.
You guys never fought Nazis? Come on.
What was the name of your guys? Genie when you were a kid.
Never had a weekend with Bernie?
Wait, what?
I don't know. It was a voodoo. They brought him back to life.
No, they didn't. They just
in the second. Thank you, Louis J. Gomez.
They did at Bernie's too. They apparently Jamaicans do voodoo. So
I think they use chicken breast instead of a live chicken or something.
Yeah, they use KFC.
Yeah.
And they fucking every time they play reggae music, Bernie would just fucking.
It was a dance in the in 2011. All they were doing it in the club. They would go do the Bernie.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
I don't think you were in the clubs.
When you guys were on my podcast, I was going skiing that week.
Yeah. Which I wanted an update. You looked the part.
Pretty
I got to give you
impressive,
that.
But I also know there
I crushed
was some,
it.
You
I
did?
Crushed it.
I also am aware there was some video that was not aired on what? Network that you might have stepped over the line a couple of times. You went on some hills you maybe shouldn't have.
Yeah, it was funny as I talk about it on stage now, but I got bullied by a fucking white guy.
I told you, you're not going to mesh well with white skiers.
No, they were not happy.
You don't have the, hey, my bad fucking vibe. No. Those dudes are upset you're there, and you're
party,
in the
party, bro.
Well, no, I went on the wrong slope. Like, I was going down the green ones all day, and I was like, all right, I got this.
I told you, stay on the greens.
I went down a blue one, and I crushed it. But here's what happens, okay?
Did you have poles, by the way? I feel like you didn't have poles.
No, I had poles.
You had poles?
Oh, but I was just doing some fucking I was doing shit you're not supposed to do. Like, selfies, stopping, taking pictures in the middle of the trail.
Up next, the flying Puerto Rican.
You're not supposed to do any of that. And
he's on FaceTime making calls.
Once 2
just
o'clock.
Just hanging out on the ski lift going around.
What are you meaning out there?
Once 2 o'clock hits, the entire mountain turns to ice. Okay, it's just fucking a whole sheet of ice. So it becomes a lot more difficult to get down. So I go down the one blue hill. I was like, that was fucking exhilarating. That was incredible. But I was like, I'm going to go down that one again. Let's go. And I took the ski lift back up. I took the wrong ski lift because I see that one. And I was like, well, that's gone now. And I'm just going fucking up. And, you know, where you're supposed to get off. The whole time I was getting off the ski lift, you get to the top. It's flat. And you just fucking go, oh, you lean forward and you go to the right. And you're like, look at that. I just got off a ski lift.
It's a nice
right?
feeling.
This one, when I got to the top, it was a drop. Yeah. It was like this. Like, you had to drop off the ski lift and start just skating down this fucking hill.
Jesus.
And I just had never experienced that. So I looked at it. I was like, that's not where I got to get off.
I'll get on the next one.
So I just stayed on the ski lift, and then they stopped it.
Yeah, of course.
They were like, you got to get off.
There's a trigger.
You're not allowed to go back down.
You're not allowed to go down.
You're not allowed to go down.
You can't?
It's not a fucking carnival ride.
Yeah, no, you're not supposed to. So
but
they
I
stopped
mean,
it.
You could if you would. Well, I
guess I could have argued.
Yeah.
That like no, I'm going back down.
But I mean, I haven't skied in a while. But I grew up skiing and snowboarding. And when you go around it, there's like a tripwire that automatically stops the ski.
Oh, maybe there was a tripwire.
Yeah. You hit like one of those poles that like falls. And
so all I know
it.
Is they stopped it. He was like, "Oh, you got to get off." So I had to jump down. Now everybody on the ski lift, you just hear him doing that. Oh, come on. Let's go, buddy. Come on.
This girl's in Daisy Dukes laughing.
Hey, it's the fat kid from the cliff.
So, Foley, I don't know.
How's your fingernails, loser?
I don't know. You said you had been skiing before? You had.
I mean, minimally.
All right, so you're probably like me where, you know, I'm robust to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't get up with the skis on, so I have to take my ski off.
It's very hot. If you've never fallen in skis, it's very fucking
hard
to get
I have to take
on
one ski off each time.
Real amateur move, by the way.
Everyone's tutting and heeing and hawing the whole time. So then I get up, and I'm like, oh, fuck, dude, look at this hill. And it's crazy. I mean, it's so steep. By the way, I'm just right in the path still. They haven't moved the ski lift. I'm just standing there. Everyone is just
get a load of this hill, doggy.
Dude, they hate me so much. So I was like, oh, sorry. So I move out of the way, and then these three guys get off, and then one guy's like, hey, buddy, get out of the way. And I'm like, I was like, relax. I don't know what I'm doing. Then he goes,
yeah, we know.
Then he goes, yeah, obviously.
What a fucking
dickhead. That's a great joke, dude. That's a great response.
It made me furious.
That is a fucking home run response.
I was
obviously,
like, yeah, motherfucker.
As he zips away in his yellow coat or something.
I was like, yeah, motherfucker. I was like, yeah, how about come say that to my face?
Meanwhile, you probably fell again.
No, he goes, ski on or get peed on. That's when he said that line. He goes, ski on or get peed on.
Oh, that's a douchey. He should have stopped it, obviously.
Then I go, I was like, yeah, you want to pee on me, bro? You want to pee on me? And then I fell again. And then they laughed again and zipped down the hill.
Did a little ollie over here.
And then what's fucked up is like I was like, fuck, dude. I was like, I don't know how to get down this hill. So I start going down. And when you go skiing, you got to go side to side, right?
Yeah.
So you go side to side and sort of that's how you mitigate your speed. So my plan was, I was like, I'm just going to go to one side, stop, one, until I get
smart.
Further down.
It's a smart way.
Is it, you go, you're going pretty
along,
fast, right?
Along my path is the other blue hill that I had gone down. So essentially, it's just further up and steeper up. You get to that one, and I knew
you'll
I could
hit that at some point.
Once I got to that one, I knew I could at least handle that, but this was really, really steep.
Mm-hmm.
So I start going down, and I wanted to stop, but I just was going too fast, and I'm not good at turning to my left. So I just hit the hill, and I started going straight down. I'm talking about like
barreling.
So
then
fast.
You're thinking, I'm going too fast to make a turn, and then you're just fucked.
So then I was like, well, I obviously have to throw myself onto the ground to stop myself. So then I said, kind of ski on my side. And the skis, they have it's sort of like made so they come off your foot so they don't snap your ankles off your body.
Yeah.
So it flew off my foot, but it flew in front of me. So my body just fucking went boom right over the ski and it broke the ski brake. So the ski brake was in position where it wouldn't go up. So now if I try to ski, my foot was skidding.
Yeah.
So when I put it back on, so I broke the ski brake back at the other position. So now it couldn't be on. So when I went to go put it on, it slipped out from under me and shot down the hill. So I just watched the ski. I mean, dude, it was just going so
what
on.
A noob,
I'm on
dude.
One fucking ski. I'm trying to get people to help me. I'm like doing this. People are like, get the fuck out of the way. I saw the other guys that
gave
me shit.
Hey, man, give me a ride down to the slope.
Dude, I saw the ski hunter get peed on guys. They'd come down another time. They're laughing.
They're getting
at
lapped
me.
On the hill.
And luckily, I found the track for the one ski that went into the woods.
Let me borrow your ski, dude.
And I tracked my fucking ski into the woods, and I finally got it and was able to.
Were you scared at any point?
At one point, when I was up there, I was like, fuck. I'm actually going to be in trouble here.
Yeah.
I was like, because if I was like, there's nobody to help you.
Of course.
I can't get back up.
They
can't get down.
It's not like you can get on somebody's shoulders and ride down.
No.
Yeah. They send the snowmobile for you.
Yeah.
And then they pull you on the
back. You couldn't walk down, right?
It was too steep to just walk down. I had ski boots on, so technically I could have, like, you know, you're all like fucking walking like a deer. They push you forward. So I could have technically sort of made my way down and, you know, slowly and painfully.
I just would have slid down.
Did you challenge the ski on or get peed on guy to a race for the ownership of the mountain?
No, I didn't. But I should have.
And did you see them again when you got down to the lodge?
No, I didn't. But had I seen him.
You would have. Would you have definitely said something?
I had no more confidence left in my body.
Yeah. What was your girl doing all this? And
she was taking a ski lesson.
Oh.
So she was just fucking. It was with this old guy, though. I didn't have to worry about it. It was some fucking young.
Couple of ski bunnies on the hill.
Yeah, a couple. Fucking yeah, she I was better than her. I was pretty good. I'm actually pretty decent at skiing.
That's weird. I would peg her as a skier.
I would peg her.
Ah, I'll peg you. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, let's go.
Good
damn.
Times.
Shit. All right. This is from Joshua. Do you consider Kraft Singles cheese? Are you a Kraft Singles guy? You probably grew up Kraft Singles.
No, because we were too poor. We were ShopRite American, yellow American. So we just
yellow,
get it
I don't
by
like
the
yellow.
Pound. Like your mom would go.
Yeah, we go buy
a pound of American.
Yeah. Give me a pound of yellow American. I don't really consider American cheese, much less Kraft Singles. It's not real cheese.
Well, why don't you take that commie shit?
Yeah, it sounds like some European bullshit. If you ask me, I'm a big Kraft Singles.
What do
guy.
You do? What do you do with James? What would be a typical lunch? James is home. Daddy, I want lunch. What's
all right, so we were snowed in for a couple days. We went.
Right.
I went to the supermarket.
Yeah, it's the fucking best.
I did get lunch meat.
Nice.
I got some turkey. I got some ham. I got
you
some
fuck with the
cheddar.
Blazing Buffalo chicken, the buffalo chicken.
He doesn't know about
Sausalito.
That yet.
Sausalito.
Same shit. It's just a better version. It's the I think it's the Boar's Head version of Blazing Buffalo. Is Sausalito.
No, the Boar's Head is Blazing Buffalo.
Okay,
it's,
so whatever.
It's a little bit different.
Look up
it's a
Sausalito.
Little bit caliente,
look up Sausalito.
Yeah, so that's new
Sausalito's
money.
Turkey. The Blazing Buffalo's chicken.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you do the Sausalito turkey.
I do the Sausalito
I'll
turkey.
Give you that. That's in the same wheelhouse. Very nice. Classy.
It's delightful. So I didn't do that. No, I just got regular turkey, got regular ham, I got cheddar cheese. What I did was I did a slice of ham, slice of turkey, two slices of cheese, put it in the fryer, make it like a grilled cheese, hot meat,
ooh,
grilled cheese sandwich, European style.
In the fryer?
You know, frying pan.
Oh, okay. So you did a grilled cheese. Okay.
Damn.
Grilled cheese with some meat on it.
You're underselling the Sausalito because it's Blazing Buffalo, but it's bold Sausalito turkey
breast.
Damn, he just one-upped me. What the fuck,
and
Mr.
what's the
Gomez?
What's the bread situation? What are you using over there?
Usually 15 grain.
Okay. Not bad. Good.
You do it, not you really fucking.
And you put him on the cheddar, no American. So you're not getting.
No, we're not doing
you won't let him have Kraft Singles?
I mean, if we're, it's not like I'm like, no, you can't eat that. I just would never buy it.
Hmm. What about the cereal? What do you
got? Fancy tastes.
So for him, he does like oatmeal and shit. He'll do like, you know, some cream farina, cream of wheat, shit like that.
Farina.
It sucks because like growing up, I would look at those kids and be like, that fucking stinks. But that's the right play.
Oh,
otherwise,
yeah.
We're fucking cereal guys. He's going to grow up to be better.
I love
Lucky Charms.
Cinnamon.
Lucky Charms. If I try to get my kid Lucky Charms, he's like, Dad, what are we doing here? Like, he's a little,
really?
Dad,
you stink. Yeah. Get my oatmeal.
He looks at that as like a treat, like dessert. You know, but he's just, you know, he's just
he's
got way
kid.
Better way better habits than we had.
That's good.
Like, I didn't even have Lucky, as a kid, like, Lucky Charms is by far the best. If you even try to say something different, we got problems. So
Big fan.
Not a fan, I got to say.
Not a fan of Lucky Charms.
Love
never,
the
never.
How is that even possible?
Well, we're Irish, and so we thought it was racist the whole time, so we weren't allowed to have it in the house. No, we just
as
never
a Puerto Rican, I thought Cookie Crisp was offensive. The thieves. My father on a cereal box.
Is there an elephant one Foley can get mad at?
The hamburger's last name was Vasquez. real rude.
We were at Cocoa Pebbles' house for sure. Cocoa Pebbles. Big Cocoa
Honey
Pebbles.
Nut Cheerios, baby.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
There was nothing wrong with the classic.
That's because he
bowl
was trying to pretend it was healthy.
My mom was.
He still does.
My mom knew that we were two, me and my brother were only 2 years apart. We were both animals. Yeah. If a box of Lucky Charms came into the house at 2 o'clock on a Sunday when she got back from the grocery store, it would be gone before dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why
not
she never
much
bought.
Has changed, apparently.
But it's like five fucking bowls of cereal. I mean, I can eat five bowls of cereal in one sitting right now.
At
this point, honestly, where I'm at weight-wise, especially if I have like an edible or something in me, I can easily eat a box of cereal in one sitting.
Yeah, I mean, that's not shocking to anybody.
I wasn't
ever.
Trying to shock anybody. Just the ABCs of me, baby.
have you ever put honey on Honey Nut Cheerios?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I put syrup on it, too.
What?
What?
Not recently. Last
summer.
Like it's pre-pandemic, at least.
I mean, that's kind of crazy. Honey Nut Cheerios putting extra sweeteners on it?
Well, that's why we've come to the conclusion on the podcast. That's why I'm fat is because it's never enough for me.
Right.
It's always got to be something else.
I see.
I have to add something to it. You know, like I'll have to dip my chips in like honey mustard or something.
Ice
like
cream
that,
or something.
Rather than just have the chips.
It's also portion control. Let's not be like, it's the toppings are getting
true.
Me. It's portion control.
It's the condiments.
Yeah, it's the honey. I put so many chopped onions on my hot dog.
It's too much mustard.
I put so much mustard on my 15th hamburger.
It's goddamn sprinkles, I'm telling you. They're going to be the death of me. These croutons are destroying my life. All right.
This is from Chad. Have you ever walked through a drive-thru?
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, you learn the hard way that it's like weight sensitive.
You're like
or
jumping
some
up and down on it.
No, you're like yelling at it, and you got to run up to the window. They're like, you need a car. It's like, come on. What do you fucking care for? Why do you care?
I don't know why. I hate when the guys care.
Why would they care?
How often are you in it that they're caring? I hate everything.
Multiple stories.
Steve back there again.
Doggy, we used to go to the drive-thru's open late. So that's it. You know, and when I didn't have a car at certain times in my life, simple as that. You got to go get some fast food. Got to get some McDonald's.
Yeah.
I've taken back in the day before Ubers, like when I was in college in Philly, we would take a taxi.
Oh, get
and
a taxi.
And they'd be like, dude, don't turn
ball.
The meter on. I'll buy you. You know what I mean? Like, I'll buy
whatever
you
want.
I'll get you a hamburger. Yeah.
But when I live,
we can just do the loop and hop right the fuck out.
When we first moved up here, I was living on 35th Street in Astoria Boulevard. There's a Burger King right there. I would get off the Astoria Boulevard exit at like fucking 11 o'clock at night, fucking zero money. Getting our dick kicked in, fucking starving, and I would walk up to the Burger King, and I'd walk up there with, like, $3, and at the time, they had, like, bacon cheeseburgers for, like, $1, so I'd try to get, like, two of them. There was this one kid that would play ball, and so I would have to fucking, like, stand there and watch the cars go by and look in the window to see if...
He's in the bushes. Is it clear? Is it clear?
He's yelling at his manager, look, he set the sensor off. I got it.
Put a license plate on my forehead. Just give me the fries, dickhead. But sometimes they wouldn't do it. And that, you think that the level of humiliation in that is fucking astounding. When there's cars behind you and you're getting shot down at the drive-thru.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing it when there's other cars there?
Yeah, well, if I'm in line.
Have you ever, like...
Fully standing in line.
Have you ever gotten like a 9-piece chicken McNuggets and they give you 8 and you're like, I gotta go back now and ask them for the other single chicken McNugget?
You take your loss and move on.
You'll go back. I'll go fucking back. Dude.
Still to
really?
This day, even with money?
I went to a diner the other day. Yeah, I went to a diner the other day with my son and my chick, and we ordered breakfast. And my I ordered.
This isn't 3 eggs.
they gave me. What is it? Where you fucking get the eggs and the hollandaise sauce over the
eggs Benedict?
Eggs Benny.
I got a Benny. Right?
Look at you! Look at you,
dude! I wouldn't even peg you for someone. Not like just knowing what the public knows about you, like first glance. I would be like, he doesn't even know what eggs Benny.
Let's
never
do
even,
this by the numbers.
It's crazy.
Fucking house in the burbs.
Audi.
Fucking good. You got a good kid on his hand.
Trampoline in the front yard.
Side yard.
Hey.
Fucking eating eggs Benedict. Huh?
So they
I don't have the confidence to order eggs Benedict.
And the eggs were too watery, so I went into it and it just like exploded with like just clear liquid everywhere. It was sickening. So I sent it back and I was like,
that's the way they're supposed to. I was like, eat. They're poached eggs.
No, but they're not supposed to eat. No,
they're
supposed
to be clear, like the clear jizz.
You don't want the yolk to be fucking.
Hey, I've had a McMuffin before. This is not right.
So I was like, hey, I was like, can you do them, medium this time or whatever? So they gave it back to me. Now, there was 2 pieces of fucking ham on each piece the first time. This time it came back. One had 2 pieces of ham. The other one had 1 piece of ham.
Oh, my God.
I was like, excuse me, miss.
Oh, my God. you're the worst, dude.
I was like, I'm missing one of my pieces of ham on this piece of Eggs Benedict.
She's chewing it.
Fuck that, dude. I pay for that shit. I want every single bit of it.
Then how did you tip? Are you a good tipper?
I'm a great tipper.
Yeah, I could peg you as a good tipper.
I'm a great tipper, but they start off at 25%, and then it goes down from there. It can go up from there, too, if it's incredible service.
Now, is she losing points for that? She didn't make the eggs.
It's how they handle the situation.
How did she handle it?
She handled it fine. She was cool.
Fine?
She was cool. She was like, I'll be right back. We had other food on the table. It wasn't really a problem.
Did she get to 25?
She might have gotten more. She got like 30. Yeah, I gave her a $100 bill. It was a $75 bill.
Isn't that crazy? Breakfast is $75.
$75 for
Eggs Benedict, though. We're not talking French toast.
You do the fresh squeezed orange juice. Do you guys get something to share, like some pancakes to share?
So, yeah, I usually get some silver dollar pancakes to share, corned beef hash to share, maybe some grits. And then we all order our own entrees and we pick off each other's plates.
Entrees.
But I love it.
I love it.
I like flavors. I like.
I like.
I like fucking flavors. Okay.
It bothers me. That's it.
What? Too many flavors?
No. To everybody, I just want my thing.
Yeah, well, my girlfriend. Dude, my girlfriend.
Fuck you. You get.
Did not
you
want to share. She straight up was. She had her. She ordered like avocado toast, and my son was like, hey, can we like share?
Me with your son.
And she was like,
you gotta kick this
what?
Bitch to the curb.
She said no.
She said no. Yo,
this broad's gotta go.
I swear to God. It was bonkers.
That would be a deal breaker.
It was bonkers.
That bothers me.
She was like, I just don't like sharing food. And he was just like, no, you're kidding, right? Like,
Dad, who invited this broad?
He couldn't believe it. He could not fucking believe that she would not share her food. She was like, I'll save you a piece.
That's fucking, especially to a little kid.
Yeah. He was like, I really like her, but, you know, the fact that she doesn't share is a little weird.
Dang, can I talk to you in the garage for a
stingy
second?
Broad.
It was borderline sociopath behavior.
Yo, that's not good, man. Seriously, that's not
it's
good.
A red flag.
That's a major red flag.
At least blame it on the pandemic or something. Like, hey, we're not doing that during the pandemic.
No, she...
That's what I've been doing.
No, okay. First of all, he's a fucking little kid.
He doesn't need it. He's got the corned beef hash and the silver dollar pancake.
He's got everything.
Is this kid going to have everything on a menu?
It's important. It's important for him.
Okay. You see, there's a line here now. Kevin Ryan gets it. Which, I mean, some people are like that. They just don't want to. They got their thing. They don't want some of your thing. They don't want to share.
Yeah, that's now. That's.
I am a sharer. I'm like, family style. Like everything. It's like I get a little piece of yours. You get a little piece of mine.
Yeah.
You're gonna try everything.
No, that's crazy.
My favorite.
Every time
my
order,
my skin is.
That's why I love eating with my girlfriend.
I know.
We share food.
Every time. Great. I was like, well,
I think you're getting the better end of that deal every time.
And then, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get the steak with it. She was like, I'm gonna also get the steak. I'll punch her right in her fucking cheekbone.
Because
it's like, no, we are sharing. You're gonna get a different entree.
My wife does that.
Different entree. We're gonna share them both.
That's fucking love.
That's love.
That's a community. That's
my
a
wife can order whatever the fuck she's paying for. By the way, she can order whatever she wants because she's picking up the bill. I'm gonna order whatever. She'd be like, "Do you want to do this, this, and we'll share that?" It's like, No, I want a whole thing of ravioli. That, like, even I the want way a whole
you're
burger.
Saying it right now, like your eyes are rolling into the back of your head.
I'm picturing
you're
us.
Crazy.
Dude, I'm
don't
picturing
touch
us,
my onion rings.
I'm picturing us one night. We went to this place called Twisted Oak in Tarrytown. Very nice. It's like a fucking 5-star restaurant. Very expensive, and I legit ruined dinner because I wouldn't share with her.
Wow.
So my, it was
yeah,
my,
yeah. You guys both ordered the same thing because you didn't want to share with her.
Something like something that. It was like something, that, yeah. And like I legit ruined this like $400 dinner. I legit ruined it.
If, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Shut up!
If she tries to get
two cherries in my...
If she tries to get the same thing as me, I legitimately have a problem with it. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, we're not getting all of the flavors that we can get right now.
Every
I need
time.
More flavors in my
so
body.
Trashy to me.
It's not trashy.
No, it's
flavors.
Not. No, it's not.
Then come back the next week, you jerk off.
That's why you're in a relationship. Right?
Yeah.
For shit like
to
that.
Share flavors.
To share food, no. I could have some of yours, right?
No,
it's real trashy.
It's a fat person mentality. The
and
fat
I'm a
guys,
fat guy.
The fat guys at the table have a different attitude.
I do it with the other tables, too. What do you guys get? I'll get this.
You done with that?
I got a whole system going.
Have you, when's the last, because I know the answer is yes, when's the last time you ate food off of a stranger's table when they weren't either weren't looking, they left the diner. When we were kids, we would fucking do that all the time.
He got fired for it not too long ago.
No, when I was waiting tables, that was all the time. All the time. All the time.
Even on his days off.
Come in, see what's good.
Hey, what's this special tomorrow? I'll see you at noon.
Let me put it this way. I put the food down a minute later. I'm coming back. You guys all done with this?
He used to have a pretty good bit where he would recommend shit for the kids were the best to eat off of. Yeah. And he would recommend shit that you should try the calamari or whatever.
But in reality, the kids and adult men, if they weren't attractive, I wouldn't eat off their plate. But if it was an attractive guy or an attractive girl, I would. But kids, I know those chicken fingers, they got boogers on them.
Oh, yeah. They're picking them up, sucking on the end, putting it back
yeah,
on the plate.
Yeah, they're doing
no.
Weird shit.
No. And it also depends on what it is. You're not going to eat like a half-eaten burger. Or some.
We'll be right back after these words from the stereo app. Shit. I will eat it. If an attractive businesswoman comes in and cuts her burger,
well, I think
in
part
half,
of this is sexual because it's always based on their appearance. If she's got something slutty on, yeah,
I'll have
a bite of her hot dog.
She's in a cheerleading
like
uniform.
A turkey club, and they got a fucking triangle with one
untouched or whatever.
Yeah, like yeah, I'll eat that. Right now I'll eat that. Some chicken fingers, some French fries. I completely get it.
Hang on, I want to get back to this real quick. I just want to touch on this. I don't know how sensitive of a kid James is, but if he's a little sensitive, like, you know, if he picks things up, I bet you that fucking really bothered him and probably made him feel...
He is a sensitive kid.
It probably made him feel weird, man. Like, that's not a cool... Because, you know, and just, like, as a girlfriend, you want to, like, not impress, but you want to, like, you know, be a part of the family or whatever. That's a real fucking red flag.
You know what it is? I had to separate myself from it just because I'm just not that way. But then you talk to somebody like Kevin who's like, they get it. And some people...
Yeah, I'm about to start dating this broad.
They don't want
to switch?
They don't want to put... Don't put your fingers in my food. Don't touch my food. They have their own fucking
I won't
lady.
Share a drink. Yeah, I mean, dude, if he... I can't even eat in front of him anymore.
I'm just saying from a child's perspective, I feel bad for James.
He's very smart. He's not like a super
sensitive.
So you
don't think he's carrying
it
around?
No,
because that would bother me.
They've hung out since he fucking loves her.
That would bother me for weeks.
Yeah, she's fucking... she jumps on the trampoline with him. It's all right.
Okay. All right. I got more upset about it.
You really did.
Yeah.
I know you have a history with cab drivers. Have you ever falsely reported an Uber driver for texting while driving to get a full refund on your trip? Or
what
anything
the
of that
fuck?
Nature?
No, but I have. If they forget a ketchup packet in my Uber Eats, I will pretend that five things are missing and that the driver threatened me.
And he wouldn't share with my kid.
Well, so you'll do that to like cash in on like a free chicken sandwich or something.
Yeah, because you'll just like say, the condiments are important, okay? So let's say they forget the hot and sour sauce or whatever it is, right? You're like, okay, now I'm just supposed to not enjoy this as much. And if you complain about it, they go, okay, sorry.
But it's not the Uber Eats guy fault.
It's not coming out of his end.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'll come out of the store.
Yeah, the store will go like, oh, we'll give you a free burger or whatever. Yeah, it's not. He's not in the kitchen preparing the food. He just picks
up. I know, that's what I'm saying.
A stapled bag.
I don't think I've ever used Uber Eats. I've used Seamless.
Yeah, Seamless is only a new like a New York thing though, and not everywhere has Seamless.
So in the suburbs, when you call to get something delivered,
yeah,
it's not the pizza place's delivery guy; it's an Uber driver.
I don't even think they have delivery guys at these places.
Yeah,
anymore.
Most of them are just
so they just subcontract it out
to Uber Eats.
Yeah. I don't like that, man. I don't like to think of an Uber driver bringing my food to me.
It's a delivery guy.
I don't know. It's weird.
He doesn't have any accountability because once he's gone, he's gone. You know, look, if I'm an Uber driver, I'm eating one third of every piece of food that comes in my possession.
And they've caught people doing. The one guy was drinking a milkshake and put the little straw thing back on.
Oh, did you see there was pictures of the guy with like the Seamless bag or the Uber Eats bags in a public restroom? He was taking a shit and he had the bags in
there with him.
So you just see his pants down at his ankles and then like two McDonald's bags or whatever. No.
See, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Whatever.
At least the guy who works at the place, he knows he's accountable.
Yeah.
He can get yelled at by the boss, for doing whatever.
I was a delivery driver for a hot minute when I was home.
Yeah, me too. I was a pizzeria driver.
It's pretty. It was actually not a bad gig.
Yeah, got the windows down, couple of cigs.
Yeah, a couple of Bernies.
Yeah, some Leonard, some Skinner on the radio. Talk about good fucking clean living right there. All right, only a few more. This is from Simon in the Facebook group. Have you ever taken a picture in front of someone else's car?
No.
That's sickening. So fucking garbage.
It's sickening.
It's brutal. I saw someone do it, like grown-ups did. We were in Wildwood a few weeks ago, and there was like, you know, a Lamborghini or something parked, and this like grown men pulled over, got out of their car, and took a picture in front of somebody.
Like, this
else's
is how
car.
We're living. One of those.
Yeah,
of those
just like, yeah, check it out. I'm like, dude. You could just Google that picture as well and also have it. There's no need for it to be.
I think those cars are loser anyway. I'm being honest, not because I can't afford them, but I think there's a certain level that you stop at. I wouldn't want to be driving around in a Lamborghini like a fucking loser, like an orange Lamborghini like these dorks drive
if
around.
Money wasn't an object.
You stop, I'm telling you, I swear to God, it's not the money. You stop at an Audi, you stop at a Benz, you stop at a Beamer, something like that.
No, that's what you're driving every day, but you just, I mean, dude, like I'm thinking about buying a nice convertible, like an old classic convertible this summer just to drive around it.
What are you doing?
What?
I like it. This guy's got cash and he knows how to spend it.
I'm just saying, I want to fucking have a nice convertible, drive around the
get?
Summer.
Like a Sebring
beach.
Or something?
I don't even know.
That's what my mom had. That's what I learned how to drive in. Shout out to a fucking red Sebring convertible.
Lewis and a Miata.
But if money wasn't
out of the way, doggy.
If money wasn't an object, I would get a fucking Porsche or a Lamborghini just to have. Who gives a shit? It's just a toy. It's like I have a fucking Oculus that I never use.
If always just made it can't fit in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to fit in. I would get the Magnum Ferrari. That's as far as I would go.
I don't even know what that is.
Magnum PI.
Oh, okay.
This guy.
I don't know shit about cars. I literally don't. If my car just stopped working right now, like, I don't know what I would do.
Take it to a mechanic.
Well, I don't even know how to get it there. How do I? It's not working.
Call the Uber Eats guy.
I'm majorly fucked.
You have AAA? AAA.
I think I have AAA. I don't know.
It's like $100 a year.
You
got to
order.
And you pull over. Even if your car dies, you just fucking call it up and they send someone to come get you.
Sure.
To think
and most insurance plans might have.
I
towing.
Couldn't even find my registration card or insurance card in my.
I got. I don't know what either one of those are.
I
like if
no
they were
idea.
Like license and registration, I wouldn't.
They
know.
Would think that I'm like doing crazy shit. I was like, sir, can you help me? I don't know.
There's some papers here that I'm pretty sure it's in one of the envelopes.
It does sometimes amaze me how successful you are and the things that you don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Like me and my sister were talking about this the other day. I don't, like, if I got a flat tire, I still don't know if I have a spare.
No, you have a donut, probably.
Or I have no idea.
Yeah.
Audi might have a full spare.
But it's also, this is why.
Where is it?
It's under, it's in the trunk.
I open the trunk, there's nothing in that trunk.
Yeah, you fucking, it's
not in the glove compartment.
It's a hidden thing.
Maybe.
No, I know there is.
I'm not 100% positive that there is.
Yeah, it's underneath
the
trunk.
Yeah, there's like there'll be a little knob. You unscrew the knob, and it's like a false bottom.
It
you can put weed in.
How can you not know that?
I don't know.
That's why he's successful, though, because this doesn't bother him. Like, he doesn't, it's not occupying his mind. He's focused
on
bigger shit.
If I got a flat tire,
he's only got so much fucking RAM space in that head.
I would freak the fuck out on the side of a road somewhere and start screaming.
You hear the tire irons aren't for beefs with Uber drivers?
So I have this weapon that came in the bag.
They're not as good as they used to be anymore. Because it's like a part that connects to the jack. It's all one piece. I just had to change my tire a couple months ago.
Yeah. I don't know how to do any of that stuff, but I mean, I'd figure it out.
You'd be able to figure it out. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, you're a smart guy.
Yeah.
All right, a couple more here. This is from Brian. Do you, now that you're a big driver, do you draft behind a truck on a highway to save gas?
What is draft?
What
like
is get this behind, fucking Talladega?
Like get behind
them. Who the fuck is doing
to
that?
To save you money. I don't know.
Stop doing
our,
that.
Our money. Listeners are dirt.
So there's less drag yeah. on my car?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How much money could that really save
I know.
You over the course of your life? The yeah. dangerous act of...
Just go underneath them like
yeah, yeah. You're talking to a guy whose Pinewood Derby car was a block. He doesn't know about aerodynamics.
That sounds like it's extremely dangerous and not worth the pennies per year that
yeah.
you would save.
Yeah.
It is funny some of the things people do that they think they're really saving so much money. It's crazy.
I don't do anything to save money.
I
literally, none of my time during the day is thought about saving
terrible.
Money.
I buy the more expensive, the premium gas. I don't know why.
You should probably for an Audi. You probably should.
I don't know why. I have no idea why. I just do it.
Sometimes on like a holiday, I'll fill mine up with the 93 just to like treat her a little bit. You know what I mean? She's had a rough life. She doesn't have that much longer.
I think
you got to make her enjoy her last
I
years.
Think that's actually not good for her.
Whatever. Either.
I have no idea the difference. I have no idea what one is versus the
Can
other.
Can you check your oil?
No, he doesn't really even know if he has a fucking tire. What
had
do you
it
mean?
For 3 weeks. Do I need to check my oil already?
No, but do you have a sticker of when you're supposed to change the oil?
Every 10,000 miles.
10,000?
Didn't they say every 10,000?
No, it
should
3,
be every 5,000.
They say 3,000, but that's big oil. That's
well,
big Jiffy.
Here's the thing.
It
depends. They now have synthetic oil, which gets you a little bit longer, which is 5,000. Regular oil is 3,000. Well, I got the synthetic, just because that's how the car's made. I would assume your
either
car...
way, I'm 5,000 miles over my current due date. I gotta be honest with
whether
you.
They're pouring Lucky Charms.
Yeah, I paid for them. You know, they
was it a new car or certified pre-owned?
It was pre-owned.
Yeah.
It but it only.
You should have just said new.
It had 4,000 miles on it.
Yeah, it's like a demo car.
It was the loaner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
it was
yeah.
the loaner car, demo so nobody car. Owned it. So
oh, that's not bad.
So people treated it. It looked brand new. It was a $10,000 difference between
yeah.
having
no,
a brand new.
Growing up, my buddy's family owned a car dealership, and from 16 on, he would just get a new car every like 3 months.
Yeah,
and he would get a new car. He'd put like 3,000 miles on it, and then they would sell that as the demo.
Oh, the
car.
Deal, the dealer demo. Sweet, yeah.
So he would just have a new car every fucking 3 months.
Pretty sweet.
All right, let's see. When was the last time you wore no socks with sneakers? Do you do that? Are you a pure sock guy?
I mean, I'm a pure sock guy, like, in life, but, like, I have thrown them on to run outside or whatever.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Do you have slippers? Are you a slippers guy at the house now?
Or
no,
a robe?
I have a robe, and I had slippers. I don't know where my slippers went after the move. But
isn't it crazy?
My robe is too hot. My robe is fucking like thick.
Yeah,
fucking
robe's hot.
I want one of those like geisha robes. You know what I mean? Like light,
yeah,
real
nice.
Like silk, you know?
Like a hotel robe.
Feels fucking slutty.
Feel like a Japanese hooker.
Yeah. Yeah. If I was a fucking servant of business, I got my wife in a suit.
Just walk into the room and drop it.
Yeah. Have you ever worn flip-flops with jeans?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was big.
Slides?
100%.
Oh, you'll do like the Adidas slot? I would do thongs.
I would do no socks for a while, but then I dated a Puerto Rican girl. She's like, no, you got to put socks on. And I was like, isn't that garbage? And I think-
What, on the flip-flops? That's
yeah.
real garbage.
Socks with slides are how cool black people do it.
Yeah.
It depends on what race you are.
It's big in the urban community.
If you're a brown person and you do not have socks on and your toes are out,
you're
like, yo, nigga, you nasty. Put your toes away.
Yeah.
Really?
But white people, if you wear socks with slides, then you're white trash fucking, like,
yeah.
you know, dad getting the newspaper off the front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
it's true.
It just depends on the race.
I always thought that was a prison thing, that people in prison, they wore slides and socks.
Means you're gay or not?
I don't know. I thought that's what I always saw, like when I watched, like, Locked Up or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's. I mean, I don't think it's a fashion choice in jail.
No.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think it's pretty trashy.
All right, let's think of a go. Let's get a good one here to end on. This is from Nick Parker. Was your first time getting drunk on wine coolers? If not, what was it?
Good, great question.
It was.
Well,
wine
yeah,
coolers?
Mine too.
It wasn't
How'd you
just
get them?
Wine coolers. It was wine coolers and like malt liquor, but it started off like 6 or 7 wine coolers.
Yeah.
It was a New Year's Eve party next door.
In the 90s, probably? Late 90s?
Yeah, I was in the 7th or 8th grade.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
if you look up
me.
What year California Love by Tupac came out, like the world premiere of the video was on New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
This is the day after I got really
Man,
drunk
when that
for
dropped,
the first time.
It was something else.
That song...
That video was bananas.
It would make me nauseous for years after.
Goddamn Seagram's Wild Cherry.
Dude, I would hear California, and I'm like, bleh. It would fuck me up, dude, because I got so drunk at my friend Gano's party. Gano was just a Puerto Rican kid. Gano Miguel.
Gano, what are you saying?
Gano.
I don't think you know what
Why
you're saying.
Why do you like whisper it?
Kano and Miguel, but it was pronounced Cano and Miguel.
Do you speak Spanish fluently?
No. But what? They were
barely speaks English. What are you talking about?
They were Cano and Miguel. Miguel. That's how you have to say his name. You can say Miguel. That was fucking crazy.
Dude, my Dominican buddy his first name is the Vietnamese last name, Nguyen, like the Nguyen. Yeah. I don't know why his mom named him that, but and they're like proper to like from the DR, so they just call him Gujin. So his name is his name is spelled Nguyen, but it's Gujin. Hey, Gujin. So he's a Guj. It's so funny. I'm like, I met him, I was like, Guj, oh, his name, and I'm like, what's that? And like I saw his name, I'm like, dude, your name, I don't know if anybody's broken it to you in 20 years, but that's not your name, dude.
Yeah. Ah, man. All right. Good stuff, Lewis. Thank you. Anything
thanks for having
you want the folks out there to know that you got coming up?
Yeah, just check out the pods. I host a bunch of podcasts. The newest one is Gomez Watching Seinfeld. They do it with my sister, who grew up real trash.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta get her on an episode of this.
Yeah, for
we'll
sure.
Love it.
Confirm everything I've
for
said.
For sure, for sure.
But yeah, that's you guys can subscribe to all the stuff that I do on iTunes and everywhere else. But GuestDigitalNetwork.com is a place where you can grab everything ad free and uncensored, all in one place.
Of course. Buddy, thank you so much. Kippy, what do you got for him?
As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube and Patreon.com. And I'm at Kevin Ryan Comedy on all social media.
Excellent. T-Bone, thank you so much. Lewis, thank you so much for coming
Thanks for coming back.
What a family episode.
Thank you.
We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Hey, gang, just another quick reminder about the Stereo app.
Tell them, Kip.
Thursday night, baby.
Straighten them out, goddammit. Straighten them out.
Every Thursday, 9 p.m., me and the big man are on there, and we're taking your garbage questions. It's fun. People are calling in. You leave voicemails. We chop it up with you. It's a good time. We did well over an hour last time.
Mm-hmm. We're doing it live, baby. We're doing it live.
You join in with us. You can join at the beginning or at the end, whatever. It's a good time. I think you can go back and listen to them, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, it's awesome. So get involved. Go to stereo.com/KevinRyan or
/HFoley.
You sign up. We get to wet our beaks a little bit.
It's free to sign up.
It's free to sign up. So just
download the app.
Get involved, baby.
Do it. It's a great time. Check us out on Stereo.
We'll see you there.
Thursday night.
Peace.
Peace.